We all recognize the sound of a keyboard typing. It is something we spend a lot of our time doing, for computers and smartphones have become a huge part of our lives, letting us do a wide variety of things, from reading articles published in the newspaper across the world to seeing images of worlds so far away that it's beyond our imagination. But today, every aspect of our lives is dependent on technology. Whether it is work, education, healthcare, or entertainment, we use technology to share information online with people we know, access a government website, or use credit cards to purchase goods and services online. Technology today is everywhere, all the time, and so is the information we share online. But how do we secure information in this new cyber world? Surprisingly, the answer can be found in the field of quantum physics. Mathematicians have long worked on methods to encode information using algorithms, helping to lay the groundwork for what we know as cryptography. To this day, conventional cryptography algorithms have done a good job in securing cyber information. But as our systems and processes became more complicated, so should our encryption methods, and quantum cryptography is helping us to achieve this. Alex May is a master's student in the field of string theory at the Department of Physics at University of British Columbia in Vancouver. He wrote a paper on quantum information summoning, and it shows his research has substantial potential for changing the field of quantum cryptography, as he laid out how information can travel through quantum particles across space-time.
We need an operational, concrete way of understanding that question. And our concrete way is to say that at some early time, at a certain position, Bob gives Alice some quantum information. Bob is going to ask for this information back at exactly one of these diamonds, which means that she actually has to put it into every single diamond. So the paper asks, for which collections of regions in space-time can I put the information into all of them? And so in this way, it characterizes the ways that information can move through space and time.
Alex's research exposed a method for understanding the mechanics that rule how quantum information is stored and transferred in quantum particles. One of the most prevalent algorithms in quantum cryptography is quantum key distribution, or QKD, which is the process of using quantum communication to transfer a key between two parties that can be used for deciphering information. The secure exchange of the key ensures that no one can access the information other than those who have the key. So the key to this algorithm is how the quantum key travels from one user to another.
The way QKD works is you have Alice and Bob, and the strategy is instead of immediately sending her secret message to Bob, what she first does is she sends what's called a key. Alice encodes key bits into some quantum information, let's call it psi. And she sends it to Bob, and Bob sort of performs a check on Psi. And what he does is he checks, has Eve looked at this? And one thing you might have heard about quantum mechanics is that when you measure a quantum system, you disturb it in some way. Okay. And what Bob basically does is he checks, has this quantum information been disturbed by some Eve? And if it hasn't, then they establish this as their secret shared bits, their key. But if it has, then they just throw it away. And because it's the key, not the actual information that Alice wants to send, it's okay to just throw it away.
Alex's research lays a groundwork for better understanding how the quantum information travels in space and time. And he thinks that it will help the physicists and computer scientists make progress towards making quantum cryptography more robust and secure in the future.